This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you want to place a bet on who will win Tuesday, Vegas won't take your money, but Iowa City will. The business school at the University of Iowa runs futures markets to look at how well they can predict election outcomes. From South Dakota Public Radio, Kurt Nikisch has more.
Trading and politics are Tom Skinner's two passions. He gets to merge them in the Iowa electronic markets.
I've made a small number of well-timed trades that have really paid off quite handsomely.
Earlier this year, in the market to predict the Iowa Democratic caucus winner, he sold his Howard Dean shares and bought John Kerry, a profitable move. Now he's trading in the presidential market. He checks his shares a couple of times a day. If Bush is up, he might sell, or if he thinks Kerry is trading too high, he'll buy Bush back. After the election, each share of the winning candidate will be worth $1, those of the loser, nothing. The most you can invest is $500.
The reason for doing this is not in terms of dollars per hour, but really as much sort of personal satisfaction that, pitting your wits against other people who have different views and coming out on top.
That contest of opinions ultimately creates a market price that reflects a sort of aggregate prediction of what's going to happen, according to Iowa business professor Tom Reeds.
Our traders are trying to forecast what the entire population will do in order to maximize profits, not just look at how they're feeling about the election.
The Iowa markets have been forecasting state and national elections since 1988. Reed says they've been more accurate than the polls three-quarters of the time. So a lot of political observers keep close watch on them and on similar commercial markets like TradeSports in Ireland. Lately, some critics have accused investors of trying to manipulate the markets, for example, dumping Bush shares to make Kerry stock more valuable. 4 years ago, as an experiment, a University of North Carolina economics professor tried such a speculative attack, but Coleman Strumpf discovered the Iowa market quickly undid anything he tried to do.
The market price reflects the collective wisdom or the collective sensibility of all the participants in the market and isn't really subject to the whims of any one individual.
A week before the election, traders in the Iowa electronic markets were exchanging Bush shares at 57 cents, meaning that's the percent chance they gave him of winning. When trader Tom Skinner tries to decide if that's too high or too low, he listens first to his head.
And to the extent that my heart does enter into it, it's actually a sort of reverse psychology in which I use these markets to hedge.
In other words, if he votes on election day for one candidate and the other wins, at least Skinner can make some money by predicting it. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Kurt Nikisch for Marketplace.
Here's the Iowa City update as of midnight last night. Looks like it's Bush 54, Kerry 46. In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for being with us.
Marketplace, celebrating 15 years of award-winning journalism, is made possible in part by Fannie Mae, working every day to increase the opportunities for homeownership and help millions of families get into homes of their own. Fannie Mae, FannieMae.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patient associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media and distributed by PRI.